when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Truckers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trucker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you people are. You are listening to Blood River Radio. That's right. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Today's date, this is going to be kind of like our Christmas show, our Battle of the Bulge show. Actually, the Battle of the Bulge started December the 16th, 1944. This Christmas was shortly thereafter on the 25th, as you all know. And by the way, people, before I forget, next week will be a recorded show, because for some reason, Jay and Cameron have a life and don't want to work on Christmas, man. But anyway, I do too, since I've been brunk, since I've been busted from my wildlife, and I have to settle down like human. So we're going to take off the Christmas, and we'll be having a rerun. But anyway, people, before we do anything else, that's about all I can think of right now. We're going to kind of reverse order of operations a little bit tonight, because we had to redo the show plan a couple of times, but we're going to have a great show. Rand Owen, our man in Alabama, I can never quite remember his title. I just call him the head honcho of the Alabama League of the South, but he can correct me. But Rand Owen, he's going to open up with a prayer tonight, and this is going to be a Christmas show. We're going to have Rand Owen, then Monica, then Matt and Gene. Matt and Gene are going to bring up the second hour. We're going to have two prayers tonight. We're going to have an opening prayer with Rand. We have a closing prayer with Matt. And I love that, too. I really do. Anyway, hey, Rand, why don't you say hello to our people out there, man.
Hey, I am the sitting state chairman for the Alabama League of the South. And I'm honored to have that position. Dr. Hill appointed me that position, and I'm going to hold it as long as I'm able, and he wants me to hold it. It's a great organization. It's done a lot of good, and we're not going anywhere. But thank you, Eddie, for inviting me back on your show tonight. It's always good to be with you, and just like to say hello to your guest that's on here with us, and also to all your listeners out there, and Merry Christmas to everybody. And as you always say, Eddie, here on Blood River Radio, let's go to our Father in prayer.
Amen. You go ahead, please.
Father in heaven, we just humbly bow down before you and thank you. Father, we just want to thank you for your kindness, for your mercy, your love, and for your grace. Father, we want to thank you for every blessing that we receive. Father, we pray tonight for your direction and your guidance, not only tonight, but also through these times that we live in, Father. Father, we pray that we could be better in your sight. We pray that we might be pleasing to you. We thank you for the opportunity, Father, to spread your word, as well as to speak about things here on this show that wouldn't be allowed elsewhere. But most of all, Father, we thank you for Yeshua, Jesus, the Christ, that came and lived among us. Emmanuel, God with us, and then was nailed to a cross and hung and died a horrible death on a cross, that we might have a chance to have eternal life and dwell in his kingdom one day. And it's in his name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, God bless you. God bless you, Rand. Thank you so much. That I tell you, that sent chills up my spine, because you're so sincere. And like we always say, there's only one name under the sun in which man can be healed, can be saved, and that's the Jesus Christ Almighty. Before we go to the donors, I got to read a message. And people, I'm going to read this message from a fellow who's supports us. This is what it's all about, this message I got. I'm almost getting tears listening to Rand pray. Here's the message. This is from Alan, the alligator in Florida. He says, "Hello, Eddie. I imagine that last week's show was a tough one for you. You've probably taken some heat for it. The fact is that you were right. Cole admitted on TPC to most of what y'all stated. He didn't bother to deny the rest. Nobody with a platform has the guts to go all the way, all the time, like you do. I'll listen to the archive in the morning. Pour it to them." I wouldn't take $1,000 for messages like that. I got another one kind of like this, y'all. And as you know, Alan is a donor. I'm about to choke up some of these messages to that prayer. Rand is such a marvelous Christian man. He's so sincere. I'm really, really grateful and fortunate to have people like Rand and like my other people on here with me tonight. This fella is a beautiful Christmas card, too. And this is addressed to all of us, everybody that comes on the Blood River Radio. It says, "Merry Christmas, Blood River Radio gang. To hell with the peaceniks and optic cucks. They deserve to be shamed 24/7. God bless you all. Warmest wishes this holiday season and Merry Christmas. Micah from Maryland." He also sent in a nice donation, y'all. And he sent me to say hello to each and every one of y'all. We also got a donation this week from Jim Zim. I meant to call Jim Zim before the hour, and I was, but I got to talking to we had a miscue on a guest. We redid the show, and I got bogged down with that. I hope Jim Zim's listening. If Jim Zim, I will call you again soon. Jim Zim is my combat wounded brother. We're brothers. We were both brothers drafted probably about the same time. But anyway, we got another card. It says, "May the miracle of Christmas make your every wish come true." This is from our friend, our brother Jim in Washington State. And y'all, I'm kind of emotional here thinking about my brothers and thinking about Jim Zim and everything he went through. He was up close and personal with the people in Vietnam. So with that, Zran, I'll just go to you, if you don't mind. I think that's all the business I got right now. I'll give a quick outline. Tonight, people, dear Blood River Radio people, you're listening to, here's the order of operations tonight. You know, we just introduced the great Rand Owen, the wonderful Christian Southerner he is, Christian warrior. He's going to be on, and also he's going to give his little his Christmas rendition. Then Monica is going to give us her Christmas rendition. The second hour is going to be primarily taken up with Matt Goodwin, Matt the Mo Goodwin, and also I was able to contact with Gene Andrews today. Gene Andrews is going to come on. He'll be the fourth guest to come on tonight, the second hour. And hopefully he'll get a little chance to say a little bit about the Battle of the Bulge, just for a few minutes, because this isn't really about the Battle of the Bulge, it's about Christmas. But anyway, go ahead, Rand, if you will, go ahead and give us whatever you've prepared to do, for whatever your little Christmas, your Christmas bit. And it's not little, it's humongous. So go ahead, Rand.
Okay, Eddie, I appreciate that, and I appreciate your kind words, brother, right back at you on that. And but listen, first of all, people that might have their Bible, if they want to turn to Isaiah, we're going to read a couple of scriptures. We're going to read one scripture to start with from Isaiah 43:26. And while people that have their Bible might be turning there, I'd just like to say we're going to talk a little bit about promises, and actually one specific promise. But, you know, after you mentioned about me participating in this Christmas show, Eddie, a lot of things went through my mind, you know, memories in my childhood. I was an only child. I had a loving mother. I had a very loving grandmother. I had a hardworking father. And, you know, thinking back to some of those Christmases that was almost majestic. I mean, they were just, they went the extra mile to make sure that I had a special Christmas. So it brought back a lot of memories and such as that. But in the end, I decided to talk about what I'm going to talk about tonight. So, and we're going to start off in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. And this is our Lord speaking. This is our Father speaking. And he says, "Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified." This is where our Heavenly Father, he beckons to us. He is asking us. He is saying, "Remind me of all my promises that I made to you." He's giving us an invitation to have a discussion with him so that we might be justified. Now, make no mistake, he certainly hasn't forgotten those promises. But, you know, he wants to know if we even know what they were. Do we even know what to ask for? Because before you can claim a promise, you got to know what it is. And of course, the greatest promise of all is the Messiah, the Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Who, by the way, and I said I wasn't even going to mention this, but I am, because it keeps coming back on my heart to mention it. And I'll start when we come back.
Thank you, Rand.
I hear the music.
People, dear Blood River Radio people, we'll be right back after this message, and Rand is going to continue his Christmas program.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
"Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?"
"Nope. Never had a lesson."
Well, dear Blood River Radio people, you're right back, and this is our Christmas edition. It's going to be pretty heavy Christmas. The first hour, and we'll go into the second hour a little bit. We're going to hit a few other things in the second hour if we have time. But anyway, right back to you, Rand. Continue on, brother.
Yeah, well, thank you, Eddie. And what I was about to say, and I hesitate to even bring this up because it really doesn't matter. But, you know, our Savior, the Messiah, he was conceived around or on December 25th. And that can be documented to a very, very large degree. And one place you can start is in Luke around chapter 5, and it talks about the courses of Abi. And I'm not going to get deep into this. I just want to mention it. If somebody wants to do a study on it, they can, fine. But these times, that Abi, that course of Abi, that gives you a date. There's 24 courses. And you also got to factor in about Zacharias and his wife, Elizabeth, and Gabriel, the angel that came and spoke to Zacharias and said, you're going to have a son. His name's going to be John. And John was 6 months in the womb when Mary ran to her cousin. That's another thing we got to be aware of, is that Elizabeth was a Levite of the daughters of Aaron. That factors in too. But anyway, Mary ran to her cousin Elizabeth, and John leaped in the womb of Elizabeth when the presence of our Lord came unto him. But anyway, if anybody out there, if they have a companion Bible, there's an index in there. It's appendix, not an index, but appendix 179, and it does a great job of breaking down the dates and so forth and so on. Not that it matters. Our Savior was dwelling with us at that time. We should celebrate it, and it is a very, very special time. But as I thought about being on your program tonight and what to talk about, I wanted to take advantage of this time, this precious time, on these airways. Somebody hopefully may need to hear this, because as children of God, as his children, we should take advantage of every opportunity to teach Christ. We should teach Christ crucified. That is to say, we should teach who crucified him. We should teach why they crucified him. And because of that price that was paid there on that cross, we have that salvation. And by the way, Eddie, I just want to say this program, it does a very, very good job of naming who crucified our Savior and why they crucified him. And so on a weekly basis, this show does a very good job of naming that. And I just wanted to add that. And God promised us that salvation way back, many places, but you can go back to Genesis. Eddie, you spoke of it recently, maybe last week, I don't know, but recently, when you spoke about Christ that would bruise the head of the serpent, but the serpent would bruise his heel, nailing him to the cross. Like I say, what you spoke about recently. And that promise of his coming, that's such a beautiful thing. And I would like to turn to another scripture, if I could. Deuteronomy 18, verse 15. The great book of Deuteronomy. And it reads, "The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him he shall hearken." Just like me, I'm going to raise someone in a flesh body that's going to be just like me. As Jesus, the Yeshua, would say, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Back to Genesis, let us create man in our image. Why do I bring that up? Because he's a lot like us. He wants us to talk to him. He wants us to talk about these things to him. He wants us to say it to him. He wants us to think about it. He wants us to claim that promise. He wants us to receive his blessings. not the curses. But, you know, ultimately it is everybody's choice. You're driving your own little buggy, so you're going to lead it where you want it to go. But one more verse in Deuteronomy, and it says in 18, let's skip down to 18, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. He was that living word. That word became flesh. It walked among us. It was in a person. That person was Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Yeshua. That person that we can go to and that we can love and that we can understand without being frightened. And one more verse as I close here. In Isaiah 7, chapter 14, Isaiah 7, 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. That's what it translates into English, God with us. But you know, as gentle as Christ was, you got to think about this. When as gentle as he was, when he walked by, he was Emmanuel. He was God with us. Brothers and sisters, that is powerful. That is strong. And that's what it's about. Just think about it. And since we can't be as he, as far as we all fall short, but he paid the price for us. If we would just accept it, if we would just accept that promise, the promise of eternal life, you know, this flesh life, it's all right, but you know, it's nothing compared to eternity. And it's really not hard to please our Father. It's really not. You know, all he wants us to do is acknowledge him. He wants us to talk about him. He wants us to discuss him. What we're doing right now is pleasing him. So, and he likes it when we thank him for sending that Christ child, Emmanuel, that babe. I mean, say it out loud to him. And I must add in closing, I'm going to let somebody else have the floor. He's coming back again, but not as a babe. But he's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and I truly believe it won't be long. He's going to rejuvenate this earth. He's going to set up his kingdom here, and you can be a part of it. And boy, if that isn't a promise worth grabbing, I don't know what it would be. Eddie, my brother, thank you for giving me this opportunity to say a few words tonight. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, Rand, just like I told Dr. Hill about you the other day, you're a blessing to me, brother. I tell you what, I've heard a lot of sermons in my day. I've never heard a better one than that. I mean, and the sincerity, the knowledge that you have, this you not only do you have it in your lips, you have it in your heart. That's a marvelous sermon. I think it's so true. Just before we go to Monica, I would like to second something you said. We named the enemy. And who are the enemy? Here is the enemy. I'm going to 2 John. I'm going to read about four verses. Well, I've just started John, 2 John chapter 1, I believe it is. That's verse 7. He says, we're talking about the enemy. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. And what they have wrought is what Rand just got through preaching to you. We'll go right back to verse 9. There's only three more verses. And when we come back from this break, then we'll go immediately to Monica. So hold on to your seats, people. What a hell of a sermon we just heard. Be right back, folks.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. As the Omicron variant of COVID-19 quickly spreads across the United States, public health experts fear that Texas' healthcare system could once again be overwhelmed by the disease within weeks. It's really accelerating fast, said Dr. Peter Hotez, a virologist at Baylor College of Medicine.
I hate to be the Dr. Grinch that stole Christmas, but around Christmas time, we should see Omicron really a huge issue, and that means we're going to start seeing a big uptick in hospitalizations.
Boeing on Friday suspended its COVID-19 vaccine requirement for U.S. employees, becoming the latest company to drop the rule amid pushback from some employees and in response to a court decision blocking President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate for federal contractors. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik Thursday led a rally to save the North Country's prisons following Governor Kathy Hochul's announcement of the closure of six New York prisons, including Ogdensburg Correctional Facility and Moriah Schock Incarceration Correctional Facility.
This is unacceptable. This is part of the governor's mansion's attack on the North Country. It's not just Ogdensburg in my district. It's Moriah Schock. Earlier this year, I had an event with some of our corrections officers, union officials, at Clinton Correction Annex, people that lost their jobs there. It is unacceptable and is part of Albany's war on law enforcement.
Tiger Woods is back on the golf course. The golf legend hit the links Friday with his son Charlie at the PNC Championship Pro-Am in Orlando. He's been recovering from a car accident since February. It's still unknown when Woods will make his official return to a PGA Tour event. This is USA Radio News.
Dear people, what one heck of a sermon. I was once told by a Southern Baptist minister that you're not supposed to say hell and church in the same sentence, so I should have said that was one heck of a sermon. So I apologize for that, people, if it offended anybody. But I'd like to go back to Second John, St. John, and go back to start, and then I'm going to go right to Monica, because Rand pointed out that we try to point out the that we try to name the enemy on this show. And I'm going to go to this Second John chapter 1, and this is starting at verse 7. I'll redo it a little bit. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. So anyone that does not confess Jesus, people, is an antichrist. I don't care who you are. It says, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full measure, a full reward. And what they wrought, the scripture, the gospel that St. John was talking about is what Rand just got through reading to you. He really did. He laid it on the line, buddy. Okay, I got to shut up. Verse 9. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come, and people pay very close attention to this, your very soul rest on this fact. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deed. And I know I'm always hammering the Southern Baptist, but when I read that, I think about the Southern Baptist first and foremost. I used to be belong to a Southern Baptist church because people, they absolutely worship Jews. They absolutely worship the sandbox called Israel. You got to watch that. The Jews are not your enemy. I mean, not your friend. Unless now any Jew, a Jew can come to you, and if he will believe in his heart and confess with his lips that Jesus is the Son of God, he shall be saved too. But there are precious, precious, precious few. In fact, I've never seen one that will do that. So don't come tell me the Jews are the chosen people, because if you say that, I've told my friends, I've lost some of them, you're on very thin ice. You're risking your soul to eternal damnation. And with that, I'll shut up, because this is the Christmas show. Everything we read has to do with Jesus Christ, especially what Rand just got through with. And now we're going to my little sister, Miss Monica. How are you doing tonight, Miss Monica?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Thank you so much. I just want to say that one of the best things that has happened to me after I said some things that were very, you know, quote unquote, politically incorrect a few years ago, is that I've gotten to know and met some of the good folks of the South. And the Southerners, they have been lied about so much, just like Germany and Germans were lied about. And I think there's a lot of in common there. And so today is no exception. I really appreciated Ran Owen's sermon in the first half of the show there, and his words, and just meeting another one of the good people of the South. And that has really been an eye-opener for me, because we were deceived and lied to about the South in school or anywhere else, you know, the popular media, the mainstream media. They kind of made the Southerners sound like, oh, I don't know, pretty, I don't know, primitive people or whatever. They were just lied about. We had no idea about true history and what they call the Civil War, which really wasn't a civil war at all. And I know I'm getting really off track of what today's show is about, but that's just by way of introduction. I'm just really happy to be on this show, you know, from time to time with you, Eddie, and to meet the other guests that you have. It's just such an honor for me. And so I just wanted to say that. And so you had asked me to, well, it's the Christmas show. And so what came to my mind to talk about was my experience with Christmas as a child, and then I tried to carry these traditions forward as an adult. Christmas was the most special, well, Christmas Eve to be more precise, was the most special day of the year, bar none, for all of us in our family. It had so much magic and mystery and reverence and beauty to it. And it was really the furthest thing from the commercialized, you know, Santa Claus, all these, the malls, that horrible background music they play, like elevator music. Because the type of music we were listening to during Advent and Christmas was so beautiful, with church bells and the choirs that were, I mean, it was really, really beautiful. So I might just tell you a little bit about what happened on the 24th. And I would venture to say that probably many of your listeners can relate, because I think that there were a lot of Germans who emigrated out of Germany and went all over the place. And I would think that there are many people of German heritage who are listening to this show. Is that, Eddie, don't you think?
Speaking to one of them. You're speaking to my grandmother on my dad's side was from Germany. Her name was Tennessee Kazee until she married my grandfather Miller. But go ahead, Miss Monica.
Okay, so the we had a living room in our home that where the doors could be closed, sliding doors. And so they were closed, I think, already on the evening of the 23rd. And we children did not venture into the living room, and we didn't peek. We didn't even want to peek. I don't remember any of us ever, you know, taking a peek. That just, we didn't want to. So that was kind of a, you know, there was a mystery of what was going on behind those closed doors. And what we were told is that the angels were going to decorate the tree, and that's what they did. So we then on the 24th, of course, those doors were still closed all day, and we always just had a lovely day, went outside at some point, but there was lots of preparation going on and excitement. And then in the afternoon, we'd have our hot chocolate and Stollen, which is a German Christmas bread. And then we children were sent upstairs, or, you know, out of the way to our rooms for a little while Mom and Dad would get the living room ready for us to enter. And so they would make a fire in the open fireplace. At that time, most, like many homes, had these open fireplaces. And then there would be a beautiful record playing with the church bells in Germany. I don't know if either of you have been to Germany. I think you did say, Eddie, that you have been there, but it is so normal to hear church bells. It's such a beautiful sound. The vibration just resonates all through, and it's just such a beautiful sound. It's rich and deep. Anyway, then at some point, the little bell would ring like that, and we would all be at the sliding doors ready for that bell, and then the doors would slide open, and what we beheld was there were no lights on, but there were candles on the Christmas tree. We had real candles on the Christmas tree, and there was the aroma of incense and the crackling fire and these church bells playing on through the stereo. And we just gazed, and we walked in, we stood by the tree. There was no sort of wild pandemonium, oh, where's the gifts? Nothing like that. It just never would have occurred to us. It was such a beautiful moment. And that was the best moment of the whole entire year. Yeah, so I'll just pause there for a moment, but I can carry on a little bit if you want to comment at all.
That was an awfully beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story. Thank you so much for sharing that, Miss Monica. And thank you so much for coming on our show. I can truly say to people, and I don't like to talk about myself, but I'm a very emotional person. I'll either hate with a passion or love with a passion. I don't like to hate a whole lot. I don't, it's not good, but I'll have to admit I do hate some people sometimes. I really do. But I feel the people that you hear on the show tonight, everybody, the listening audience, I feel a direct blood connection to them. That's why I call Rand my brother. I refer to Miss Monica because I always respect all women. I really do. That was drilled into my head by my grandparents in Arkansas. And I also consider Monica my brother. My sister, as I do Matt Goodwin.
And you're my brother there, Eddie.
Yes. And Jean, we all are blood kin on the show. I feel that way, people. I really do. People, we're going to leave. We're going to come right back in a minute, and we'll see what we'll just continue on. I might even say something about Christmas. Be right back.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Thank you so much, people, for holding on. I have another tidbit to kick in here. Well, it's really not a tidbit. We were just talking about the beginning of the show, right before we came back for this hour, me and Rand and Monica. December the 16th, which is... passed 2 days ago, was the Battle of the Bulge. But of all people, I should have never forgotten that December the 16th of 1838, I believe it was the Battle of Blood River. This radio show's name, Blood River Radio. What a doofus I was to have forgot that. Thank you, Rich, for texting that in. Yes, I want to pull up, if I get time later during the show, I might close out, I might read the Day of the Vow prayer. Briefly, around December 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, the Zulus were chasing, here's how it goes, and this is connected to Christmas, believe it or not. The Zulus, 30,000 plus strong, were rapidly tracking down less than 500 Voortrekkers, white South Africans. They were going try to get them a land where they could be them, have a land like General Robert E. Lee said. They wanted a place of their own that they could be themselves, worship God the way they wanted. That's what they were doing, but the Zulus were on their trail. The Voortrekkers stopped on the banks, the far side of the banks of the Nkome River, and they made something like, I think, like a horseshoe shape against the river to fight, kind of like our Western people did when they used to circle the wagons, you know, against the Indians on the plains. Well, they were outnumbered, people, 30,000 plus. Some people go as say as high as 35,000. Simon Roche says between 30,000 and 35,000, if I remember his figures right, against less than 500. Well, I got to make this quick. Before the battle, the Voortrekkers gathered together and with this solemn prayer. I bet you it was solemn. And they asked God, they begged God to please spare them. Do not let them be horribly butchered, raped, and tortured and killed by these savage Zulus. And they promised that if God would do that, they would forever remember the him saving them. They would forever teach their children. They would build churches to him. And so the Day of the Vow is a holiday in South Africa this day because they did. God saved them. I've read the Day of the Vow prayer before the show. If I get time, I'll read it this night. But is that what a coincidence? That battle was on the same day as December 16th every year. You know, the Battle of the Bulge, December 16th. The Battle of Blood River, December 16th. I guess it's one chance, 365. Anyway, what does that have to do with Christmas? What does that have to do with Christmas? It has everything because they prayed to God Almighty. They prayed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Jesus Christ Almighty. What was you saying there, Rand? I'm sorry.
I was just going to add that that's a parallel to Gideon, the story of Gideon and Joshua and the 300 that defeated thousands. I mean, I was just going to add that, and I was also going to add, I heard you earlier talking about hating certain things. You know, don't forget, brother, God hated Esau. So we're designed, we're set to hate certain things. So don't let that bother you.
I'm glad you mentioned that. You're absolutely right. I've said that before. God loved Jacob, but he hated Esau in the womb. Hated him in the womb. Back to you, Miss Monica. We didn't mean to ignore you any there, but I had to get that Blood River in there. And Rich was so right. I'm glad he brought me that information. I really am. Thank you so much, Rich, my brother. Go ahead, Miss Monica.
Yeah, I guess, well, first of all, I appreciate the history that I learned, you know, from you and your guests too, and now is no exception. Back to the Christmas experience and this notion that the thing that children want and need most is to be showered with gifts, with presents, of the material kind is what I'm talking about now, and that nothing could be further from the truth. Because like I was saying before the break, the reverence that went with this experience that we had on Christmas Eve really wasn't about the gifts at all. There were some gifts, don't get me wrong, but that took really a back seat as far as the whole memory and what was special about it. I think that Christmas has been so Judaized, you know. I mean, people talk about that a lot, about the commercialization and how kitschy and really how distasteful that is. And I think, you know, in line with what you were saying about naming the enemy, which we do on Blood River Radio. Yeah, Christmas has been Judaized so that it becomes this really crass, commercial holiday, and they don't even want to say Merry Christmas anymore in the Christmas cards, you know, like Paul Fromm talked about that a few weeks ago. It's, you know, holiday or season's greetings. And so that's a Jewish thing, isn't it? I'll hand it back to you.
You're absolutely right. I never fail to, I can't stand what they say. Well, season's greetings, okay, as long as they say Merry Christmas or something like that. But I'd just like to repeat again, if I get time tonight, don't y'all let me forget. Y'all remember, remind me who I am, where I am, what I'm doing. I'll try to say, if I can pull up the Day of the Vow prayer, I'm sure I can. But it's a pretty emotional prayer. But people, I'd just like to remind you, people on the Blood River Radio, just in case you just tuned in, this is pretty much our Christmas show. And it's not exactly, doesn't go as long like a lot of the other Christmas shows. We're not playing a lot of Christmas carols and things like that. We're bringing you Christmas from straight from the heart. You just heard Miss Monica break something straight from the heart. Man, I could almost smell cookies baking when she was talking. I really could, Miss Monica. That was so precious. And, yes, I have been to Germany. We called it R&R. We called it rest and relaxation back when I was a proud friggin' draftee. You know, after you did so many months active, you know, you got to go to what they call rest and relaxation. But there was nary any rest or relaxation because I tried to cramp as much as possible as I could. Just Germany was a beautiful city, beautiful place, country. Went down to Italy, but I tried to cram so much in so fast. I guess it was like drinking water from a fire hose. But anyway, back to you, Rand.
Well, I was just going to say, listen to Miss Monica, as you know, because I was born in 59, so it had been, you know, mid 60s or so, early 60s. My mom had already bought it. I mean, it was more of a, as magical and as good as she tried to make it, it was more about Santa Claus and make believe than what it actually should have been, you know. So I thought that was interesting in what she was saying.
Yeah. By the way, we're born the same year. Good year.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We're good. Good.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you. I know we're on the air. It might not be appropriate, but I always ask my mom where my name came from, Rand. And she always said my dad knew a German guy. My dad was in the pub with business. He was a logger. Is Rand a German name, Monica? R-A-Y-N.
Well, it doesn't really strike me as a German name unless perhaps the spelling has been changed, but I'm trying to think what name that would be close to in German. It didn't strike me as a particularly German name, but I might be wrong on that.
Well, I don't know either. That's why I was asking, you know,
You know,
because
there is a name in
it's.
German that would be with a G in place of the Y. I do, yes, I have heard that, Ragen, with a G and pronounced more like a ah sound instead of an ah sound, you know, just a slightly different pronunciation. But yes, with a G. So often the spellings just get changed.
It's just it's not a very common name, and everybody wants to make it rhyme. They have all my life. They want to make it RYAN instead
Oh,
of
right.
RAYN, you know.
That's right. Yeah, but I think that where it would have come from if your mother or your grandmother said that it came from a German name. So it would have been G before, but lots of names.
So it would have been RAGN.
Yes, I do
Yeah,
believe so. Yes.
I got you. Okay, well, thank you for that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah,
people, Rich, good old Rich, walking encyclopedia, he sent me the text to the Day of the Vows. I'm going to read this prayer real quick, like people. This is the Day of the Vow prayer we talked about, and Rich is right. The Battle of the River, Blood River, is where I get the inspiration for this show, to give this show honor, to honor the Four Trekkers of those days and the modern South Africans who are being butchered like cattle over there. So here it goes, people. I think I can get this in before we go to the break. We stand here before the holy God of heaven and earth to make a vow to him that if he will protect us and give our enemy into our hand, we shall keep this day and date every year as a day of thanksgiving, like a Sabbath, and that we shall build a house to his honor wherever it should please him, and that we will also tell our children that they should share in this and with us in memory for future generations. For the honor of his name will be glorified by giving him the fame and honor for the victory. That's the Day of the Vow prayer, people. I'm glad I got to work that in. Thank you again so much, Rich. I was telling Rich I didn't want to take up too much of other people's time because we've had so much planned for the show. We got through with three guests coming, not four guests coming in tonight, and we had to reschedule another guest. By the way, I'll just mention briefly, Patrick Ryan. Matt told me he knew I'd butcher that name because we got Ryan and Rand, Jason, Jacob, but everybody's their names are pretty close. But anyway, we'll Patrick. Rand will be on. We reschedule him to December the 8th because it just wasn't working out tonight. Anyway, Rand or Monica, would y'all like to say something? Yes. Well, we'll be leaving people in just a few minutes. We'll be transitioning to the second hour. Matt will be coming on as well. Gene Anderson, excuse me, Gene Andrews. And Matt wanted to say a few words to Monica before, when he comes on. So at second hour, I guess we'll let Rand go, and we'll be picking up Matt and Jean, and we'll keep Monica for a while because I promised Matt that he could say a few words to Monica. I think I
There's
got that out
one
right.
more thing, or sorry, I
Sure.
didn't want to
No,
interrupt
go
you,
ahead. No,
Fran,
go ahead.
wanted to say
I
something,
think.
but one more thing that I forgot to say, and it would have been maybe the equivalent of the Santa Claus, but it was Nikolaustag, which is Nikolaus Day, which was December 6th. A lot of people of German heritage will know that. And Nikolaus left something in your slippers if you were good. And I guess maybe that's where the sock tradition comes from, beside the chimney. But ours was on December 6th. And if you weren't good, there would be a lump of coal.
Or switch. Well, listen, Rand, you're welcome to hang on. Well, we'll be bringing Matt and Gene Andrews on, and Matt Monica be on. So, Rand, if case you don't hear you anymore tonight, thank you so much, my brother. That was the greatest sermon I've ever heard on this radio show here. People, we're getting ready to go to second hour. We're picking up Matt the Mo Goodwin, and we're also picking up Gene the Bitter Ender Andrews. So, be right back. Hold on to your seats.